It's New Hampshire's only National Park Service site. And even if I told you the name, I doubt you could tell me much about the man whose work it preserves. You'll learn the story, just as I did, when we stopped by this farm on today's edition of The American Countryside.
Summer's for heading to the ballpark, lake, or just relaxing at home. Let 31 help you make the most of summer. I'm Paula, your independent director with 31. From totes to thermals to organizational items, we're making life easier. Need a way to pack the lunches, drinks, and other items for the trip and still keep them cool? Our thermals are great for the family picnic or just to take your lunch to work. Plus, you can personalize our items with names of people, places, teams. It's the perfect fit for you, a gift for birthdays, or summer weddings. Check out the great deals at my31bag.com. That's my, the number 31, bag.com, my31bag.com. Take advantage of 31's June special. When you spend just $35, you can get our incredible large utility tote for just $10. That's a savings of over 70%. Plus, you can learn about hosting your own 31 event or having a fundraiser for your school or community group. And take advantage of exclusive items. Make the most of summer, whether at home, work, or play. Whether you're on the farm, in the city, or somewhere in between, go to my31bag.com.
If you come to this National Historic Site in Cornish, New Hampshire, it's all right if you don't know much about the man who lived here. Kristen Burlingame enjoys sharing his story every day with those who stop to visit.
Augustus St. Gaudens was the premier sculptor during his time, which is late 1800s, early 1900s, and he did several Civil War monuments and designed the first U.S. gold coinage as a private artist back in 1907.
Two of his most famous sculptures are those of President Lincoln that can be found in two of Chicago's city parks. Creating masterpieces takes time, though.
The Farragut, which the first public monument, probably took him about 2 years, which is record speed for him. The Lincolns, the first one I think was 3 years. The second one was a little longer than that. The Shaw Memorial, which was considered his masterpiece, took him about 14 years to finish.
St. Gaudens lived at this rural farmstead for 22 years, employing a small group of assistants to help with projects.
He would be working on private commissions for folks who could afford bas-relief portraits of themselves or their family members. He would be working on maybe a couple of public monuments at the same time.
St. Gaudens was well paid for his work and created a picturesque country estate that survives to this day.
People are often very surprised that it's here because we're in a really rural setting. And we have all these galleries and the little studios and all this artwork right out here in the grounds in this beautiful spot.
It is a beautiful place, nestled along the Connecticut River, preserving the work of one of the country's most famous artists. Traveling the countryside in Cornish, New Hampshire, I'm Andrew McCray.